morning, everyone. Time again for Moments of Melody. Someone has said, the simplest meaning of Easter is that we're living in a world where God has the last word. On Friday night, it appeared as if evil were the master of life. The holiest and most lovable one who had ever lived was dead and in his tomb, crucified by the order of a tyrant without either scruples or regrets. He who had raised the highest hopes among men had died by the most shameful means, a cross, two nails, a jeering mob of debauched souls, and a quick thrust of a spear had ended it all. And then came Easter morning, and the glorious words, "He is risen," and evil's triumph was at an end. Since that hour, when Mary in the garden first discovered the staggering fact of the victory, no man whose heart was pure and whose labor was honest has ever had reason to fear or despair, if he believed in the resurrection. It is the assurance to all the godly that their faith is not in vain. Today we conclude our reading in the Gospel according to Dr. Luke, after these few moments of melody. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. When the Lord Jesus had led them out as far as Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And even as he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And so they bowed down to worship him and went back full of joy to Jerusalem, where they spent their time continually in the temple, praising and blessing God.